This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I bet you right about now you're shocked at how many of the warnings I issue come true and turn out to be now just openly admitted. And the latest is Ilhan Omar, the radical Muslim extremist congresswoman from Minnesota, is now calling for United Nations occupation of the United States of America along its border. She wants the UN to now control the borders of America, effectively nullifying America's national sovereignty and allowing United Nations troops to invade and occupy U.S. territory to control who goes out, who comes in, you know, all that, to invade and overrun America. This is what Ilhan Omar is now calling for. And you may recall that I warned about this, well, many times over the last couple of years, specifically stating that there was a plot underway to have Barack Obama lead the United Nations invasion of America through the southern U.S. border, right? And you've heard this before if you've been following my podcast for some time. And frankly, for a lot of people, until today, that sounded crazy. That sounded, whoa, outlandish, until the day that Ilhan Omar calls for it, which just happened. So now what's happening, really, you're starting to see a confirmation yet again that the information that I'm getting from all my sources, which include, in some cases, military-linked individuals, we'll say, intelligence gathering people. I'm not going to say much more, but they have told me many things that have turned out to be exactly true, and this is one of them. And by the way, I've been on with Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com, and Dave Hodges has actually been sounding the alarm on this for far longer. Both Dave and Steve Quayle as well. Dave Hodges has covered it even more than I have, and he has for years talked about how UN troops are stationed in Mexico and Central America and are being readied for a southern land invasion of the United States through the U.S.-Mexico border. Well, now we know how that's going to happen, because Ilhan Omar, she's a puppet. She's told by the globalists what to say, and her job is to carry out the globalist agenda, which, as we see now, is to put the UN in charge of U.S. borders, national sovereignty, immigration, and the movement of people across those borders. In essence, they're trying to do a land invasion, overrun war, essentially, against America, the same way they've done this in Western Europe. So they had a wave of migrants overtake France and Germany and even the UK and other European countries. Western Europe is basically, it's already overrun. It's already largely gone from what it used to be or what it's supposed to be. And this is the result of, a deliberate policy to try to overrun Western Europe. And they're now trying to do the same thing in America. So I'd like to remind you of some of the other things that I've been told by various sources related to national security. Over a year ago, I was told that there was an expectation that U.S. cities would fall into chaos, martial law, and that there would be an effort to use former military contractors to essentially quarantine many cities as they fall into total chaos. I'm not sure exactly when this is expected to happen. At first, I thought maybe it was going to be sometime surrounding the 2018 midterm elections, but now I think it's going to be the 2020 election, because if Trump wins the election, well, the radical left is going to go insane, and they're going to try to launch a nationwide, communist violent takeover attempt where they will burn their own city to the ground. And what I've been told is that the effort's going to focus, sort of the national effort, it's going to focus on evacuating important personnel from those cities and then cutting off those cities through quarantine efforts that focus largely on the highways, the roadways. So no one will be allowed in or out of those cities unless you have special passes or special permission and so on. Essentially, what I've been told is that there will be no effort to rescue those cities. They will be basically allowed to burn because even local cops won't have the manpower to stop the chaos that's breaking out. The fire department, you know, all the fire personnel would be shot at by the local gangs and so on. And people who live in those cities are going to be on their own for quite some time. That's what I'm being told. And I don't know how many cities this might encompass, but the expectation is that it's multiple U.S. cities. And you can imagine which cities this might encompass, such as Chicago or Houston or Los Angeles, or cities that tend to be incredibly sort of chaotic, even on a good day, like Miami, now Portland, and others. So watch for that. Maybe Phoenix. Who knows? It's hard to say. So that's coming. We also know that there is a globalist attempt to try to take down the United States of America, and that China has been working with the tech giants such as Google and Facebook to try to steal the 2020 election. And now they're doing that through censorship. They're doing that through disinfo propaganda. The entire left-wing media, including especially NBC News, is now working for and parroting communist China propaganda. That's why they're all attacking the Epoch Times now, which is an anti-communist, pro-liberty website based out of New York. I've met some of those people in the past as well, very good people. They're all about freedom for Falun Gong and freedom for really all of humanity. They actually publish in 21 languages all around the world, their newspaper. It's quite remarkable. But China is trying to silence all pro-liberty media. China has taken over Hollywood. China has taken over the U.S. Congress. China has taken over the bureaucracy of California. And China is going to try to take down America. And here's another prediction that I've said before. If given the opportunity, China will land troops in Los Angeles with the support of California Governor Newsom, who will effectively declare war against the United States of America. He will side with the Chinese military. He will give them a beachhead in California, and he will try to see the communist troops take over California and then sweep their way eastward across the country. I'm not joking. This is something that's in the works. Of course, I think he's going to fail, by the way. I think China will fail. And Trump is really taking it to them with this tariff trade war situation. And I think Trump may very well be victorious in that. But even if he isn't, I think the people of America are so well armed and they're so fed up with all this, they're just going to go out and kill all the communists who are invading their country. I think the American people in California, you know, rural California, if the Chinese troops make it to Nevada, guess what? They're going to face the full auto weapons of all the Nevada residents who just shoot machine guns for the heck of it. They're going to face all the people of Arizona. They're going to, you know, if they make it to Utah, they're going to face all those armed Mormons. If they make it to Idaho, they're finished. The long-range snipers are going to get them in the mountain ranges, you know? I don't think the communist Chinese will make it very far, but they're going to try. They're going to try to take over the country. That's one of the plans. And there's a UN plan focused on the southern border. And bottom line, folks, get ready. You're going to need your guns. You're going to need your courage. You're going to need your prayers, because there are multiple plans underway to invade and take over America using migrants, using military means, using high-tech censorship and vote fraud, vote rigging, ballot harvesting, fake news media like MSNBC, which has become just a total trash joke. They just fabricate anything they want now and print it as if it were true. They just make up anything. It's incredible. But get ready, folks. I mean, if you're not armed up now, if you're not ready to fight for your country, you better get there quickly, because it's coming. The predictions are coming true. Everything I've warned you about is happening day by day. You see it. It's rolling out. it reflects exactly what I warned you about, and it's only going to get worse. I haven't even told you everything. Not yet, because a lot of stuff you wouldn't even believe yet. I guess I could start to trickle out some of the things that I do know or that I've been told that are coming. I've started to talk about the exobiological threat. That's something that not a lot of people are ready to hear yet, but for those who are, I've got an upcoming conference in Branson, Missouri, gensix.com. GENSIX.com is where you can get tickets to watch the live streaming. I'm giving a 90-minute presentation. Actually, it's going to be a little over that, on the terraforming of planet Earth and how there's a global depopulation effort underway to eliminate all humans. So the invasion of the United States is really just the very beginning. It just scratches the surface. This is not just about killing freedom. This is about killing humanity. This is about cosmic genocide. That's where this goes. And if you're ready to hear the real truth, well, you can get a ticket at gen6.com and watch my presentation on September 13th. That's a Friday evening, Friday the 13th. And if you miss that, then you can buy the DVDs after the fact and watch it later. But I've got some powerful information to share with you about what's really coming. In fact, what's already here, things that you may not even believe in until, I don't know, you see it face to face, I suppose. Your world is about to get rocked. Your reality is about to be shattered. Trust me on that point. It's coming. You're just starting to see it happen. So stay informed. Keep reading naturalnews.com or newstarget.com. And this is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Watch my videos or listen to my podcasts at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.